Country Club FM.
Okay, we got a little cowbell this morning for the Almanac, Bob FM, for all of you cows out there listening to the Bob Morning Show. And I know that Bob is on in barns throughout Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have some cows that listen. Whether they comprehend what's going on, that's a whole other thing. But it is a proven fact that I think second only to polka music, country music, and not the new stuff either, because that would force... That would force any cow to dry up, to be honest. But it's second only to polka music as far as the production of milk. Dairy cows produce more milk.
You heard it here first.
Right. It's proven fact. They've done studies. Let's do today's almanac. Thursday, June 1st, 152nd day of the year. 1792, Kentucky became the 15th state of the Union. 4 years later, Tennessee became the 16th state. So there's quite a rivalry going on between Tennessee and Kentucky. Whether it's a land disputes or, of course, the two colleges going back and forth, Kentucky and Tennessee. But Kentucky will always have on Tennessee the fact that they became a state before Tennessee. So they'll always have that. 1868, the 15th president of the U.S., James Buck Buchanan, died near Lancaster, Pennsylvania. That was 1868. 1869, Thomas Edison. I have never voted using an electric or electronic voting machine. I have always, it's always been pencil and paper for me. How about you?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I've never voted anywhere where it's been an electronic voting machine. But Thomas Edison, why not? He's invented everything else. He was the man who invented the electric voting machine. 1869, he also had an anti-Russian feature.
I was going to say, if only machine. He knew someday the controversy that those would bring.
You can't hack into it. 1869. Of course, Russians didn't hack into the voting. It was the whole, they're talking about the whole release of those stories and things. Sometimes when you hear about, I think people jump to conclusions when they heard about Russia supposedly, allegedly affecting the election, that they actually changed the votes.
Yeah.
That isn't it. It's the fact that they're alleged that they released the whole WikiLeaks thing and stories released at the right time to affect the election.
Well, and they blame the machines for the 2000 election stuff, too.
The hanging
right?
chads.
Yeah.
We had hanging chads. So, Thomas Edison, thank you. 1869, 1938, first issue of Action Comics released. And, of course, Action Comics number one. Featured the world's first superhero. His name was Superman. You may have heard of him. He's, of course, arch enemy was Lex Luthor. His alter ego, Clark Kent. Superman, 1938 on this date. And Action Comics would eventually merge with Detective Comics to become DC. And Batman and Superman forever linked. 1938, baseball helmets worn for the first time. Seems like a good idea, doesn't
yeah,
it,
no
Brittany?
Kidding.
They didn't become mandatory until several decades later, but somebody decided, you know what, it might be a good idea to wear a batting helmet a guy's throwing 90-some miles an hour.
Not a bad thing.
1944, the government of Mexico abolished the siesta. Prior
what?
To that, it was mandatory. You worked in Mexico or lived, you had to take a nap. Everybody was
I'd be all right with that. Sign me up.
With all those Mexican jumping beans around. So that was 1944. They still take siestas in Mexico. It's not like they actually outlawed them. You can't take them. They just abolished the mandatory siesta. 1954, we talked about cartoons. We talked about comics with Superman. How about the comic strip Peanuts, Charles Schulz, Linus? Of course, one of the key figures and characters in the history of the Peanuts gang. Well, his security blanket made its debut on this date.
He made it okay
My
for everyone.
My blanket, Charlie Brown. My blanket. I can't be without it. After I gave you my blanket, my life has been a nightmare.
Oh, poor Linus. Aww. He can't live on without his banky, the security blanket. Now, did he also suck his thumb?
I think so.
Did he not? He
when
did.
He shuffle around, yeah.
Linus with that that red shirt, much better than Charlie Brown's shirt with the black zigzag stripe. Quite a wardrobe that those Peanuts characters had. They all wore the same thing, Peppermint
all
Patty.
Lucy in her blue dress.
Lucy had the blue dress, and you had Sally with her light blue dress. Peppermint Patty wore the green shirt. Marcy had the glasses and the orange shirt. I guess it was a way to identify them. If all of a sudden... Charlie Brown shows up in a different color shirt. You go, whoa.
Right.
We don't know if that's Charlie Brown or not. I think we can tell by the one strand of hair. He obviously was follically challenged even at the age of five. So Peanuts, 1954, 1968, blind and deaf author and teacher Helen Keller died in Westport, Connecticut, 1980. Things change. The area of news broadcasting and reporting changed dramatically. We had what was now known as the 24-hour news cycle. CNN made its debut.
Good evening, I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news. President Carter has arrived in Fort Wayne, Indiana for a brief visit with civil rights leader Vernon Jordan. Jordan is in serious but stable condition now at Parkview Hospital.
CNN made its debut. Jimmy Carter was still president. 1980. On this date, the cable news network changed the way news is covered. 2006, for the second time in 1 year, Prince Albert of Monaco, he wanted to be just like all those great players in the NFL and the NBA, fathering children out of wedlock. Prince Albert announced that, yeah, he did have another one. Report. And when you're a prince, that's something pretty important because there's such thing as line of succession.
Right.
When it comes to royal families, the child reported to be a 14-year-old American high school student named Jasmine Grace Rotolo. Rotolo. Shortly after succeeding his father, the late Prince Rainier, in 2005, Prince Albert came clean about the son he had fathered with a flight attendant. All those flight attendants from Togo. That was 2006. Jack Kevorkian, the assisted suicide doctor, he's a little controversial. He was paroled on this date from a Michigan prison after spending 8 years behind bars. He, of course, was known as Dr. Death. 2009, on this date, Conan O'Brien made his debut as host of The Tonight Show.
This is not a goodbye show. This is the first show, the first Tonight Show. It's Conan O'Brien. It's not a.
No, no. Look, it's a goodbye. Don't get me wrong. I'm pulling for you, man. Yeah. But this whole thing's a crapshoot at best. You know? We got some shaky studio execs back there.
Okay.
Waiting to pull the plug at any second.
All right. Well, that's
funny. Will Ferrell actually knew what he was talking about because the Conan O'Brien version of The Tonight Show would only last a few months. He'd be off the job in less than a year. You know what they wanted to do? Jay Leno was prime time from 9 to 10. Ratings were awful. Conan's ratings weren't very good. So what they're going to do, they're going to push Conan to midnight and then have Jay on. It would still be The Tonight Show, and then Jay Leno would do his show. It was a mess. Maybe the worst thing that NBC ever did. Conan O'Brien, 2009. He now has a show on TBS, which isn't too bad. Remember Team Coco?
Mm-hmm.
They had
yeah.
Team Conan and Team Coco. He had a lot of supporters, and still I think they should have given him more time. But they just put the heat on him, and Conan took the high road. I mean, he could have had that midnight show, but he took the high road and instead said, well, that isn't The Tonight Show. The Tonight Show airs at a certain time. I don't want to ruin the legacy of The Tonight Show. So he said, I'm just going to leave NBC. He got a nice little payment from NBC, and then he moved on to TBS. That was 2009 that happened. 2013, it was 4 years ago, Edith Bunker passed away.
Don't get too close to me now. I don't want you stepping on my toes.
Where were your shoes?
They're out there on the porch, Edith. Old Lady Callan was paying you a visit today, wasn't she?
Yeah, how did you know?
Because her dumb dog left his calling card on the porch.
Jean Stapleton, who, of course, the beloved Edith Bunker, died at the age of 90 on this date 4 years ago, 2013. Her and Carol O'Connor, a great pairing, one of the great sitcoms and shows of all time, All in the Family. Move on to birthdays now on the Almanac.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
Love letters in the sand from the one and only Pat Boone. Is 83. He went hard rock at one time, I think in the 90s, and it was really odd. Showed up on an award show wearing leather and straps and spikes. Pat Boone, Father of Debbie Boone, too. He's 83 today. Morgan Freeman is 80. Happy birthday to him.
What the hell is the bat for? Yeah.
They used to call me Crazy Joe, but now they can call me Batman. I got thugs, drug dealers, and deviants of all kinds trying to get into my school.
You might be one. I don't know.
Wow, he was good. What an actor, Morgan Freeman. One of my favorites, I know. He's played God. He's played, you know.
He was the voice of God.
He was the voice of God. He there is Crazy Joe Clark, the principal in Lean on Me. That was one of his real early roles. And I remember him as a kid. He was on the Electric Company as Easy Reader. He was Easy Reader. He got his start on Electric Company on PBS. He was in the Batman movies, Million Dollar Baby, Shawshank Redemption, Bruce Almighty. That's where he was God.
Yep.
The Batman movies is Lucius Fox, Morgan Freeman. Driving Miss Daisy, too. Don't forget about that. So many good ones. Morgan Freeman is 80 today. Here's a great name. Rene Auberjonois is 77 today. Rene Auberjonois, Father Mulcahy in the MASH movie. He was Odo. He's a changeling in the Deep Space Nine Star Trek show. And he was Clayton Endicott III on Benson.
Now, Clayton, if you want to forego this topic, I can well understand you.
On the contrary, Benson, the Endicott family is quite proud of this nose.
Oh, really? The whole family? What do? Pass it around or stand under it for shade?
Oh, Robert Guillaume is Benson. So hilarious. Rene Auberjonois is 77 today. Would you like to try that name?
Well, it's fancier than Brittany Jade, so
Rene,
yeah, sure.
Auberjonois. Brian Cox is 71 today. Happy birthday.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Brian Cox, 71. That's him in Super Troopers, and they're making a sequel to Super Trooper. He's also going to play Winston Churchill in an upcoming Winston Churchill movie. He was in the Bourne movies. He was the CIA guy who knew everything about Treadstone. He was Colonel Stryker in the X-Men movies, Pixels, Braveheart. Brian Cox is 71 today. Guitarist for the Rolling Stones, Ron Wood. He's slightly less leathery than what's his name. Ron Wood is 70 today. Happy birthday to him.
It's such a crazy hometown. It can drag you down till you run out of dreams.
One half of Air Supply.
So you party all night to the
He's the tall blonde
lights,
one.
You don't know what happiness means.
I was dancing. And there's the curly haired one. You got the two Russells, Graham Russell and Russell Hitchcock. Which one do you think is having a birthday today, Brittany?
Russell Hitchcock.
Graham Russell, the other one.
That much.
It's Light Rock here on your Light FM, Bob FM. 67 today for Graham Russell. I had their album. I have all
like
of Air Supplies.
Rock.
I like my Light Rock just like I like my Miller. I like it raw. I like it light. But I looked at Air Supply and go, boy, there's five funny, goofy looking guys. But they knew how to play the Light Rock. 67 for him today. This guy.
They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to biscuit boogie.
Ronnie Dunn, 64. He and his buddy Kix Brooks. Best duo all time, I think, in country music history. Ronnie Dunn, 64.
That's what I...
Lisa Hartman Black.
When I said I do.
She was an actress on Knott's Landing before she got paired up with Clint Black.
And
they've
been married forever.
Yeah, it's been a nice pairing.
Yeah.
She's 61 today. Happy birthday to her. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
What's my theme music?
That was a show on ABC. Used to watch it. It was on for a nice long run, 5-6 years or something like that. You can fact check how long Hangin' with Mr. Cooper was on. Mark Curry, no relation to Del Curry or Steph Curry. Mark Curry, 56, who's a basketball coach on that show. He's 56 today. Terry Polo is 48. She played Pam in the Meet the Parents and the Fockers movies. Pam, married to Gaylord Focker. Terry Polo is 48 today. Heidi Klum, the supermodel from Germany, Project Runway, currently a judge on America's Got Talent. Not watching America's Got Talent. I've kind of given up on those shows. I've seen enough. The same acts keep coming around. Not the same people, but the same type of acts. These lighted things where they're in the dark and they glow in the dark and special computer graphics and then people singing the same songs and juggling dogs and all that stuff. Heidi Klum is 43.
It's like rain.
This young lady burst onto the scene in 1995.
That really jagged, mad about Uncle Dave.
That Jagged Little Pill album was as big as anything. And what did you say?
Really mad about Uncle Dave.
Who's Uncle Dave?
Dave Coulier.
Oh, Dave
Full
Coulier.
House. Yeah.
What did he and Alanis Morissette had a little falling out?
Yeah, and I'm so bad at song titles. Her big song was about him.
Oh,
what is that called?
I don't want to know, or
you ought to know.
You
there you
ought
go.
To know.
You ought to know that one's.
It's about Dave Collier,
rumored to be
from Full
yes.
House.
Yes.
Cut It Out guy, the guy who did the Bullwinkle voice.
Yep.
I'd never heard that, so we know that now.
I'm gonna fact check myself, but I'm pretty.
We still
sure.
don't know who You're So Vain is about, though. Alanis Morissette, 43 today, and comedian Amy Schumer, Emmy award-winning comedian Amy Schumer. I thought she was kind of funny. Then she got all political again.
Way too overexposed.
And, and she's got the new movie Snatched, and it kind of bombed at the movie theater from what I hear. Amy Schumer should not stay. I mean, listen to the song by Johnny Cash. You know, the one on the left is on the right, etc. When you're an entertainer, you probably shouldn't get too political. Look what's happening to, what's her name, Griffin now. What's
Kathy
her name?
Griffin.
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
You know, stay clean. Don't go political. Stay right down the middle. You'll do just fine. You'll have the most number of viewers and whatnot. Amy Schumer, 36 today. Happy birthday to her. She's related to Chuck Schumer, guy from Congress. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're related.
I feel like Schumer's a pretty common, common-ish last name.
Schumer. I need to put on my Schumer. What are you doing now? You got your Gone But Not Forgotten. Throw them at us.
Sure. So we're going to start out with Brigham Young, born on this day in 1801. He, of course, was the second president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for about 30 years. He settled more than 300 towns, including Salt Lake City, and he was considered controversial at the time and was a polygamist, who most scholars say, get ready for this, he had 55 wives and 56 children at the time of his death. So definitely a busy guy, although there's still some dispute about those numbers exactly.
Enough people to start your own university.
Right, exactly, which he went
BYU.
On to do. Right, so born in the state 1801. Actor Frank Morgan, we got a lot of actors today, born on the state 1890. And
you're a very bad man.
Oh, no, my dear. I'm a very good man. I'm just a very bad wizard.
Okay, so that was him in The Wizard of Oz, of course. And he actually played five different roles in that movie. All right, so breaking him down, we got Professor Marvel, who is the traveling fortune teller that Dorothy met in Kansas, the gatekeeper at the Emerald City, a coachman of the carriage drawn by the colorful horse, a guard who refuses to let Dorothy and her friends in to see the wizard.
Who rang the bell?
And finally, the Wizard of Oz himself.
Can't you see the bell's out of order? You know, W.C. Fields was supposed to play that role.
Really?
Wizard of Oz, but they couldn't pay him enough. So Frank Morgan was basically just an on-contract, contracted player for MGM.
Yep.
And just happened to be there, and the rest is history. He was perfect.
Right, exactly. So that was awesome. Born on this day, 1890. Also, Grammy Award-winning orchestra leader Nelson Riddle, born on this day, 1921.
Frank Sinatra worked with him and pretty much changed his career.
Yep, so Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald worked with him, Nat King Cole, Judy Garland, speaking of Wizard of Oz, Dean Martin, and more.
Linda Ronstadt did an album.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think it was What's New. At least there was a song on the album called What's New.
So that's Nelson Riddle. Also born on this day, you might recognize a little gal named Marilyn Monroe.
You don't know what they're like. You fall for them, you really love them. You think this is going to be the biggest thing since the Graf Zeppelin. The next thing you know, they're borrowing money from you. They're spending it on other dames and betting on horses.
That's from one of her big hits, of course, Some Like It Hot. Can you talk like Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Very breathy. Very breathy.
Happy birthday.
Oh, and we went out That was her style, and people loved it.
Yeah, so she was born on this day, 1926. I told you I had some good names today. She was actually born Norma Jean Baker Mortensen and spent much of her childhood in foster care and orphanages, although she did go on to become an icon. And even though she was only a top-billed actress for about a decade, her films grossed more than $200 million. Tease for the next one, actor and singer Andy Griffith. Born on this day, 1926.
He was one of the great wholesome actors of our time.
Oh, yeah. And the Andy Griffith Show ran for 8 years, and he was also known for Matlock.
Oh, he was good in Matlock.
Yeah, and he was also on the silver screen, movies Waitress, Spy Hard, Hearts of the West, No Time for Sergeants, and he died in 2012 at 86 of a heart attack.
Neil is kicking himself that he's not here.
I know.
Andy Griffith Show.
Saying that and Smoking Gun.
He knows Andy Griffith Show like I know Seinfeld. Every episode, pretty much.
Yeah, well, maybe he's listening somewhere.
Probably not.
Also another actor, Edward Woodward.
The Equalizer.
It's a mouthful. Born in the state in 1930. Best known as on the TV series The Equalizer, which he won a Golden Globe for in 1986. Tony and Emmy Award winning actor, Cleavon Little.
He did a lot of things, but he's best known for playing Sheriff Bart on Blazing Saddles.
Excuse me while I whip this out. By the power vested in me by the Honorable William J. LaPetimane.
He's the new sheriff, everybody, and they're not all that happy about it.
Yeah, so Cleavon Little scored his Tony for his performance in Pearly, and the Emmy came for his work in Dear John, and he was born on this day in 1939. And finally, an actor we just lost a couple of weeks ago, Powers Booth. He was born on this day in 1948. He won an Emmy back in the 80s for the Guyana Tragedy TV movie, The Story of Jim Jones. Other credits for movies include Sin City, Men of Honor, Nixon, Red Dawn. He was in Nashville on TV and Deadwood. And like I said, he died on May 14th of this year after suffering from pancreatic cancer, and he was 68.
Surprised he didn't last. He was on 24. He was like the vice president or president on 24. One of their seasons, and he was also a member of the council that oversaw S.H.I.E.L.D. in a couple of the Avengers movies and the Marvel movies, so Powers Booth just passed away. That's it for the Almanac, all done.
Yep, I do have some facts if you want.
Got a couple seconds, throw my way.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper was on ABC from 1992 to 1997, and yeah, I told you that rumor about Dave Coulier being the subject of Alanis Morissette's You Oughta Know. They've never confirmed it, but it's pretty strongly
I would have assumed John Stamos myself, but
I know.
Almanac Uncle brought Dave. To you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale, your sponsor of the Almanac. It just never seems like it's going to end. It's kind of like a Major League Baseball team with the Twins bullpen involved. Here's Neil McCoy now. It's Wink and it's Bob FM. I woke up this morning.